This book is about the new age of incompetence, with brain-dead, unaccountable employees holding sinecures at the heart of our government agencies and regulated institutions like banks and hospitals, protected by affirmative action and union policies. The rot is spreading as pressure from state and federal regulation of companies has increased, empowering an internal compliance bureaucracy, human resources, HR, that has devalued the best job candidates and employees and promoted affirmative action and diversity over team productivity. The result has been ever more costly failures and a steep decline in organizational performance. From the mortgage meltdown that brought down the world's economy in 2008 to the disastrous launch of the healthcare.gov website for Obamacare, major segments of business and government in the U.S. have grown more expensive and less competent over the past few decades. Billions of dollars of waste in government contracts for IT projects, boondoggle weapon systems, and deadly service failures at the VA are in the news every day. Public schools are widely seen as mediocre, and in the poorest urban districts, they are failing to provide a decent education for the students who need good schools the most to make up for bad family backgrounds. Costs for regulated services like schools, colleges, medical insurance, drugs, courts, prisons, and infrastructure like roads and bridges rise far faster than inflation, while time to complete major projects stretches out to decades, and many fail completely and are canceled after billions have been spent. And the rot is spreading as government pushes businesses to adopt similar employment policies, with HR enforcing government mandates that compromise competitiveness and give overseas companies the advantage. This book will trace the factors that have hobbled growth and damaged organizational competence. Government regulation has led to HR departments that actively sabotage the hiring of the best candidates for jobs, with by-the-book mediocrities placed in positions of responsibility. Silicon Valley and the tech industries are the next targets. If you're a manager at a tech company, I'll suggest some ways to protect your people from HR and its emphasis on credentials and affirmative action, AA, over the best fit for a position. Corporate leaders need to be sure their HR departments are managed to prevent infiltration by staff more interested in correct politics than winning products. And I'll show why appeasement of diversity activists is a dangerous strategy that may make your organization a target for further extortionate demands.